창조 되니까 눈밭이 심기 충전 지친 좌를 해서 동민 조전 따버렸어 좌하게 명도 조전 따버렸어
And the aspiration to one's own enlightenment is a mental factor that accompanies or assists the mind of enlightenment and from that point of view the name of the accompanier is this aspiration is given to the altruistic mind of enlightenment in Maitreya's verse when he refers to it as a wish. And let's see, with respect to the different, if one asks how many different types of this altruistic mind of enlightenment there are, from the point of view of entity, there are two types, the altruistic mind of, the aspirational altruistic mind of enlightenment, and the practical altruistic mind of enlightenment. There are a few different interpretations on this by Indian and Tibetan scholars. However, most of them say that when one has generated this altruistic mind of enlightenment, but has not taken the bodhisattva vows, during that period, the mind of enlightenment is called an aspirational mind of enlightenment. This is because primarily during this period one is wishing. Therefore it's called the aspirational mind of enlightenment. When one sees, let's see, one has this aspiration to enlightenment, and one sees that in order to bring about this enlightenment, it is necessary to engage in the bodhisattva deeds. One learns about the bodhisattva deeds, and gradually comes to a decision, a promise that one is going to attain enlightenment through engaging in the bodhisattva deeds. Having trained in the wish to practice the bodhisattva deeds, one takes the vows, the bodhisattva vows. And then from that point of view, then one's practice from that point on is conjoined with the vow, the bodhisattva vows and the precepts involved with it. These causing one to enter into enlightenment, these are called the practical mind of enlightenment.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. That sounds like what you know.
In terms of the boundaries of when the mind of enlightenment exists,
Kosa, Fajo Negolia, Mevajeva Sindhi, Mada Sadini Negolia, Kosa, Hasanta Vesindhi, Tene, Takasosum, Nabam Vesindhi, Sandy Sadi, Jerome Vesindhi, Shisha.
There are four, the altruistic mind generation on the occasion of the two levels of practicing through belief, the levels of the path of accumulation and preparation. And then the mind generation of special pure thought over the seven impure grounds, these being the first seven bodhisattva grounds. And then the fruitional mind generation at the time of the three pure grounds, the eighth, ninth, and tenth grounds. And then at Buddhahood, there is the non-defiled altruistic mind generation.
And
as one progresses over the five paths, including the three levels of the path of accumulation and the ten bodhisattva grounds that begin with the path of seeing and stretch over the path of meditation, due to the fact that the altruistic mind generation is accompanied by different sorts of consciousnesses that assist it, there come to be 22 different varieties of it. These don't need to be explained now. Now, if one asks what is the mode of training in altruistic mind generation by way of the seven cause and effect quintessential instructions, the root of altruistic mind generation is compassion. In the process of generating compassion, as much as one has a close sense with regard to sentient beings who are suffering, so much greater is one capable of generating compassion. Therefore, since during this lifetime, in general, the most cherished person, the dearest person, the closest person in this lifetime in the family is one's own mother, one first engages in the practice of recognizing all sentient beings as one's mothers. However, it is said that the mother here is only an illustration. One is to use whatever being is the closest to oneself, whether it's one's father or some other family member or friend or whoever. In order to generate recognition of sentient beings as mothers, it is necessary first to generate equanimity. If one asks what the seven cause and effect quintessential instructions are, the last one, the altruistic mind generation, is the effect, and the first six are the causes. These being recognizing all sentient beings as mothers, reflecting on their kindness, developing the intention to repay their kindness, love, compassion, the special and the special altruistic attitude. Now, if prior to cultivating recognition of all sentient beings as mothers, one does not cultivate equanimity, one will have a sense of bias or partisanship with respect to sentient beings. Now, how is it then that, how does one cultivate equanimity? Now, earlier, I was explaining about how cyclic existence knows no definiteness. I didn't go into detail earlier, but there are descriptions of the 8 types of suffering, the 6 types of suffering. And one is the indefiniteness of friends and enemies. It is completely obvious that this is the case right in our own lifetime now, isn't
it?
Since it is the case that there is no definiteness that an enemy is always an enemy, but that in the enemy for whom one earlier had hatred becomes a friend, for whom one has great attachment, and vice versa, and the same also being true of beings who are neutral at this point, since all of them equally have been one's enemy and all of one equally have been one's friends, there's no way of putting them into the 3 classes of friend, enemy, and neutral person.
Example.
For instance, if there's a person who harmed one last year but helped one this year, and another person who helped one last year and harmed one this year, they'd both be equal, wouldn't they? One is to think in this way. So one can in meditation, one should in meditation imagine the 3 in front of oneself, the enemy whom one does not like, the friend whom one does like, and the neutral person for whom one has neither a feeling of like or dislike.
Now
at that time, in our own minds, we have a sense of, of closeness and attachment toward the friend, of hatred and dislike even to imagine the enemy, and a sense of ignoring the neutral person.
Now
one has to think about what the reasons why one is generating these, feelings. That one of them, superficially,
temporarily.
One has temporarily done some help to oneself, therefore one is attached to that one, and the other has temporarily harmed oneself, therefore one hates that one. However, when you think in terms of the long course of beginningless rebirths, you can't one-pointedly posit a certain person as a friend and another person as an enemy.
Oh, that 가부치하시다 마가스 치세다 차단 걸로 배 쭉 전부 되게 배 즉 쭉 전부 전 끼대 보고 엔 다시 쳐도 아직 딱고 접수 매도로 차송아
in terms it comes to appear to one's own mind that this strong sense of desire for certain people and hatred for other people is just senseless.
다디마로도 쇼도 충신이 딱 뭐냐 전에 뮤직 타직도 배 차야지다 타직도 다야지 뭐냐 딱 너샤 삼바지 연구도나
and if one gets to the point where one really feels that this one-pointed holding of some people as friends and therefore liking them and other people as enemies and therefore hating them is wrong.
다드네시네 야 다드이딩은 가소래 소소리야 가소래 주산 패널이 차네 집에인데 집으로 차야 돼요 다 최선의 싸움을 담아 있는 원에 차네 내가 수직을 잡아 마시면서 나를 찍어야 되나 기우스에 캠도 와 심지어 수직도 잡아 마시면서 아이솔레이션이 되네 기우스케야 말하다
So then if you thought, because everyone equally is helped and harmed, it might be better for me to stay off all alone, isolated. However, there wouldn't be any comfort in that, would there? So then it's necessary to make some relation or connection with people. And if you're going to make a connection, it should be made in a better way.
야, 다슴제디디 녜르등도 자네 야마레. 가래선 참말로게 녜녜도 뛰니 녜게 나네 초도 뛰버지 팜맘 들으지리야 마저도 수직 야마레 삼삼단교.
And then you should think that there'd be no way that I could forsake any of these beings for all of them have equally acted as the best of my friends, my mother, father or whoever it was.
야. 나?
At this point, one thinks about the beginninglessness of
rebirths.
For anyone who's born in a womb or born in an egg, that person needs a mother, right?
대대성어 인도전에 딴 도스전에 깨와라 탐에베 김생그 탄에 마 장기 밀랑보 연구를 해서 한번 찍을 딴 도스전에
Thus, once one's births are innumerable, so one needs to have had innumerable mothers.
야 다가는 신이 보나 심지어 매는 거리 산에 삼수다는 야 단디 내 마차야 말했으니 타지 투부지 두개 수직 타지 두말와
Now, if you look and see if there's any sentient being with whom... If you have difficulty on the positive side, proving to yourself that all sentient beings have been your mothers, then look on the negative side and see if there's any sentient being whom you can one-pointedly decide has never been your mother.
More safer, more temser consumers. Right? More temper.
More stable.
Right, not kicking them. Takanda, on Disha. Ta, Tazumi Nerva, Tazumi, Ta Yagat, sometimes the other one.
If there is, if you still have doubt, it would be better to make the decision in favor of the more favorable conclusion.
Yeah. Ta Dulce, Ta.
And then one is to think that at the time when they acted as my mother, they were, helpful and protective, kind to me, just as my mother has been in this lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
One needs to think slowly and carefully about their kindness, not just superficially think through it quickly. What one needs to cause the form of this thought actually to be developed in one's mind.
That
I've given an illustration of how to begin this process. It's possible for people to understand the rest of it. The next is to when you have reflected on the kindness of them and actually understood it, then you generate a sense of wanting to repay that kindness. Now, when one has a sense of wanting to repay that kindness, the objects, those persons whose kindness one wants to repay appear to one's mind with a sense, in a very dear and close sense.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the next step, the love, which is a sense of closeness and pleasantness. Then one is to think about how these persons lack happiness but are instead bothered by all sorts of suffering. If at the earlier time of studying the Four Noble Truths, one didn't identify the first truth well, the truth of suffering, the various kinds of suffering, then at this step can't be developed well.
For instance,
it is due to the fact that we haven't identified the scope and extent of suffering well that we can easily generate some compassion for somebody out on the street who's in a very destitute situation, but cannot generate such compassion for somebody who's in a very prosperous and healthy situation. Is this working?
Yes.
It is?
Rangyu liya.
You need to shout?
Okay. Rangyu liya and the dee chisane. Rangyu liya sibe pinzola. Tada and the shende yu da ding doa.
This is a sign that we are attached to the marvels or the prosperity of cyclic existence. Now, it is easier when one is first generating compassion to reflect on a sentient being who is in a very stricken and destitute situation. Then one can reflect on persons who are accumulating the causes such that they will be brought into this sort of situation of suffering. Thus, even though they're not destitute and so forth now, they're accumulating the causes such that they will be so in the future. So first of all, one reflects on sentient beings who are undergoing the suffering of pain itself. Then one reflects on sentient beings undergoing the pain of the suffering of change, and then one expands it even more to sentient beings who are undergoing the suffering of pervasive conditioning. Then in time one develops a consciousness which wishes that all sentient beings be free from suffering. This is called compassion. There are many different types of compassion, limitless compassion, great compassion, and mere general compassion. Then there's compassion that's mixed with desire. And that's the kind that we know very well. Because we, if something, some little thing goes wrong, we immediately get angry. This is a compassion that's mixed with desire. And then in terms of compassions that are influenced by other consciousnesses, there is the compassion observing mere suffering sentient beings, the compassion observing sentient beings who are qualified by impermanence and coarse selflessness, and the compassion observing sentient beings who are qualified by non-inherent existence. Then what is the difference with great compassion? When one has the great sense of will, not just that may all sentient beings be free from suffering, but I myself will free all sentient beings from suffering. When one has that strength of will, then one has great compassion. This compassion, which is capable of inducing such great will, is called great compassion. That compassion with such will is called the special altruistic attitude. So then when one generates the compassion thinking that I myself will free sentient beings from suffering, one needs to analyze whether in one's own present state one has the capacity to do this or not. But and one sees that right now one doesn't have the capacity. Thus, prior to this time, one has been working on the aspiration toward others' welfare. Now one turns to the aspiration to one's own enlightenment. With respect to the means of bringing about this great benefit for sentient beings, it is the general Buddhist procedure that one's own pleasure and pain depends upon one's own activities. Therefore, sentient beings themselves must put into practice, or must implement practices in order to bring about their own happiness. Thus, the main thing that one can do is to become such that one can teach what should be adopted in practice and what should be discarded. Thus, there's no way to do this unless one comes to know all of the topics involved in what is to be adopted in practice and what is to be discarded. Thus, as I was speaking about earlier, there isn't any way to do this unless one removes the obstructions to omniscience.
근데 인도자네 시제 집어 때네 좀 잡아 뛰다 상계인 말이.
The one who has overcome utterly and forever the obstructions to omniscience is a Buddha.
근데 인도다 현재 탈신 것이 주야리야. 다 랑기 청주도 마통나 터민도 산배. 다 내가도 중요하래.
Thus one comes to think that there's no way unless what do you say? Without bringing to completion one's own enlightenment, there's no way of fully bringing about the welfare of others. It is by way of the activities of speech of a Buddha that this help is brought about, and this can only be done through the appearance of a form body of a Buddha. Thus, the form body is said to be for the sake of others. In order to develop this form body, it's necessary for oneself to have completed entirely one's mode of progress on the path. Therefore, it is and attained the truth body of a Buddha. Therefore, the truth body of a Buddha is said to be the fulfillment of one's own aims. Thus, there is a connection between the truth body of a Buddha and the aspiration to one's own enlightenment, and the form body of a Buddha with the aspiration to the welfare of other beings. This is the mode of training in the altruistic intention to become enlightened according to the seven cause and effect quintessential instructions. Then with respect to the mode of training, the mind by way of the equalizing and switching of self and other. This is set forth in great detail in Shantideva's Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds. One establishes an equality recognizes an equality between oneself and all sentient beings in that everyone, oneself and all others, equally wants happiness and doesn't want suffering. From among the 10 chapters of Shantideva's A Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, the topic of equalizing, this equalizing, switching self and other, is set forth mainly in the 8th chapter.
The 6th chapter nalalia tishayare asore sabakomyati dinal takyashmi butshayare ta tsawaru tire.
The basis for this is the explanation of the importance of enemies that is set forth in the 6th chapter on patience.
Ta dinyu butu sungjig thane changore.
Thus one needs to engage in this training through a union of these two.
Taanda chapter 탐구들 전주 그쓴그 태연 대응이야. 태연이 양양 삼단 거래.
In the first chapter, he sets forth the values of this altruistic intention to become enlightened, about which one must reflect again and again.
대네 쓴 송월이야 양라 대응남 다 기억이 가서 우리 또 초과된 대 타네 간다 형이 sonam sakaba indizane tene liuni liuni bada sumbat cheni ka liuni bati kada yala tumbat mango chu ta yala tumbe shakwa samde liuchi shane in shakwa liuchare.
And then in terms of maintaining this altruistic intention to become enlightened by way of either the seven branches or the eight branches, the second chapter begins with the disclosure of ill deeds, the first of these branches. Then he goes on to explain the seven or eight branches for the sake of maintaining this altruistic intention to become enlightened. And when he gets to the point of the branch of the disclosure of ill deeds, begins the second chapter. In that chapter, he explains extremely well about the impermanence of life, that the enjoyment of the good articles of this lifetime is like having a dream that you spent 8 years in some marvelous land enjoying this and that, and then wake up. In the third chapter, he explains the remaining branches in terms of how to maintain or get hold of this altruistic intention. And this is basically explained by way of the sixth practice of the six perfections. With respect to the perfection of giving, it is explained in scattered places throughout the text. He didn't explain the perfection of ethics separately, but he explained in separate chapters conscientiousness and introspection, which are the means for purifying ethics. Then the sixth is the chapter on patience. Seventh on effort. In a very marvelous way, he explains how to make effort without falling to any of the extremes. Then in the eighth, he sets forth mainly how to equalize the mind through the equalization and the switching of self and other, primarily. In order to achieve this equalization of mind, it's necessary first to withdraw the mind. Thus, first he speaks about the good qualities of isolated places and the faults of desires. It is in this context that he speaks to males about the faults of a female body. That there was a question about this earlier. Then the ninth is about emptiness. There are many debates. The main of the non-Buddhist opponents at this point are the Sankhyas, the Vedantins, and the Mimamsakas.
Then Rangde Dodibeluka.
Then amongst the Buddhist own schools, he first refutes the Vaibhashikas and then the
Sautrantikas.
And then are a great many debates against the Chittimatrans. And then he explains in a very full and marvelous way the way in which in the prasangika system objects do not exist conventional or objects do not exist ultimately but do exist conventionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when he settles the selflessness of phenomena, he does it by way of the four establishments in mindfulness, but in this case it is a reflection on the final reality of forms, feelings, minds, and phenomena. He also sets forth the way in which on the level of Buddhahood one's activities come without exertion and come spontaneously. Then the 10th chapter is that on dedication. There is the story that when Shantideva arrived at the point of the stanza in the 9th chapter, which says that when functioning things and non-functioning things do not abide in front of one's mind, then since there isn't any other aspect that appears, there is a pacification in unapprehendability. And at this point, he floated up into the sky and traveled down to South India.
And North India, my favorite.
And then he didn't come back to North India again.
And
thus his followers who wrote down his text came to have different texts with different numbers of stanzas in them. And there's a story that some panditas went down to South India and questioned Shantideva on this. That's the basic meaning of Shantideva's guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life.
That's a real modern method to explain.
So we will pretend that it has all been discussed. If we this way, it doesn't take as much time. So tomorrow I'm going to talk briefly about how to train in the equalizing and switching of self and other.
Better touch, glass touch.